This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Da, 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 da. Hey,
let's use that as bumper music.
It is. We're on, that's by good. The way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Bill Caskey.
Brian Neal here.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast. Day late, but not a dollar short.
Are we a day late?
Oh, no, we're not. Actually,
no,
we're not.
Right,
no,
I'm
sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's Monday.
What
it's always Monday.
Thinking?
Maybe we should release these on Friday. People are in better moods on Fridays.
Although are they?
Probably don't, I bet they get it whenever.
Better than a Monday? Come
yeah.
on.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That's right. Well, last week we had Marshall Goldsmith on. I don't know if you had a chance
That's
to hear
fun.
That
yeah,
interview. It was good. Marshall brings he wrote the book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There.
Among other books.
I think that's it. Among other books,
a lot
yeah.
of really, really...
Yeah, comes from a leadership
books, yeah.
background, and but he's kind of taken on the sales domain,
yep.
and he really didn't give me a very good answer about why he has taken on that, but I think his advice is really sound.
I bet I know why.
Why?
See, now I'm in
more
review.
Of them?
See, yeah, exactly. they sell better than leadership books. Come on. The guy's a smart dude. I do the same thing.
So anyway, we enjoyed having him on, and we're going to talk about something today that he really didn't spend much time on and didn't in the book either, and that's the idea of message and framing, and
how do we
as sales professionals take our message into a prospect and talk about what we do in a way that expands their belief or their sense of what we do, and am I making any sense at all?
No, complete sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's all a theory.
I like it so far.
Well, let me tell you, back in the academic measures, it was... Oh, so we thought about talking today about framing.
Yes.
How do you frame your value? How do you frame your message? And we drew two concentric circles.
As we do often in the consulting business.
We do. We draw a lot of circles here. And the inner circle is kind of the traditional... When you show up and you're in the leasing business or you're in the training business or you're in the accounting business, it's how people perceive you before you say a word, before you utter a word.
Yes.
And the larger circle around that, it's a broader sense of what you do. It's an expanded thinking. So if I'm a CPA, I might do CPA audit and tax work, but I also do strategic planning. I also do other things that don't fit into that middle, that center circle, that small circle. You only have one chance, we believe, to get outside that traditional circle and talk about what you do in an expanded way.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And I think the lesson here for everyone listening, as you take this in, we're going to have an inner game element to this, which is how do I think about it myself? Because no one else can get it from me unless I get it myself, right?
Yep.
So we'll start there, and then we'll talk about maybe a little more tactically how to start outside, what it might sound like for you, maybe give you an exercise to do to help you hone in on that so that you can start big outside and then move into some of the more tactical things. And I have you asked me about an example.
Yeah.
You've got a real example
from
a client, right? As we spent hours preparing for this, and I was doing research to prepare for this, I thought of
Were
a couple
you down
of
the
examples.
Library? I saw your car at the library.
I was. I did a focus group, too. Yeah, I brought 20 clients in. Two-way mirror glass.
With your
great.
Four kids, you did the focus
did,
group.
We did.
What
did
Anna say about
Nikki.
This?
Nikki just sucked his thumb and stared at me. And asked when his mom would be home. He loves her more than he loves me. I'm just saying it. Anyway, you've seen infomercials, correct, on TV? You've seen like P90X or Insanity or the Tony Horton's latest thing is that this 10-minute deal, like 10-minute workout
I've
or 10-minute crazy.
That.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes to work out. Okay. Now, what do they sell you on? Don't look at my socks.
If we only had a video, you have some.
I've got my white socks on because everything.
I couldn't tell if that was your leg, the white or the white sock.
Later. It's both. It's a little bit of both. I went without the black socks. Yeah, I got tube socks and dress shoes on. It's fantastic.
Jill will have to get a picture of that posted.
Yeah, welcome to fatherhood. I don't give a crap what I look like.
Think of what your kids look like if you look like
that's
that.
Funny. So, what do they sell on the infomercial? What do you see on P90X?
You see bodies, you see sculpted bodies.
And you see
before and
before
after.
Before and afters, right? Mm-hmm. So as I'm watching this, they're not selling me, we're going to teach you how to do pull-ups. We're going to teach you the proper way to do curls. We're going to teach you how to do 90 minutes of yoga and sweat your tail off. All they show you is this body morph.
Yeah.
They show you this transformation of someone in a short period of time that if you go from here and do what we say, go to here. They don't sell what to do.
Right.
They don't tell you that.
It's hard work.
Correct.
What to do.
So as you're buying this, and this is what they're doing, they're starting from the outside and then going in, thinking, oh, okay, I can look like that. And I look like that dude used to. And, oh gosh, 3 months later, yeah. I look like him. I can do that.
And for $300 or $500,
why wouldn't I do that? And I have no idea what's in it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
How many of those things they sell, people have no idea what's coming to them. None whatsoever until they get it and open it up. Right? So that's what I think we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Is getting people outside of this. What are you really selling? You're selling this outcome, this experience, whatever that is.
Yeah. So at my client out in California, we just got off a call, in fact, today about they are in the asphalt business.
Yeah.
And they go into homeowners associations and apartment complexes, and they sell large jobs like mm-hmm. that. The pain that they have found that exists there is not necessarily just, I need better asphalt, because in many ways, asphalt is asphalt. It probably, a lot of it comes out of the same plant. I don't know right. that for sure, but right. I'm assuming it does.
Yeah.
It used to. And so what are they really selling is they're selling a way of thinking about asphalt and paving of your streets that helps you save money in the long run, helps you deliver service to your residences, helps you to lower the overall cost. You're really talking about a very different conversation. And so if you go into the first conversation with a homeowners association talking about price per square foot,
yeah.
you're dead.
You're dead. Yeah. And then they just bring in the next guy and say, well, what's your cost per
exactly.
square foot? And they go, oh, yours is a little cheaper than the last guy. Maybe we should go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think of these things to your client. I wasn't on that call. I like to think of things sometimes in terms of asset management, something like this. You think it sounds kind of odd, but that's what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's supposed to sound different. Where the asphalt, the streets in a neighborhood are part of the asset that you own, even though they're owned, you know, commonly between all the residents. When people are trying to sell their house and maintain value in their homes, that experience where someone drives in and goes, this place is really nice, matters. And they all pay dues to a homeowners association, and everyone wants to manage the assets that they pay into. And so there's this whole other element of thinking about this. Think of the asphalt as an asset, and you're an asset manager, and you can do cheap and short term. Mm-hmm. And you bear the cost and the risk that comes with that, or you can do it right long term, maybe more expensive in the short term. Totally different.
Yeah,
completely different asset management. Yeah.
So let's give our listeners here something to think about.
Very good.
I'll give you something to think about.
There you go.
Can I make an assumption and say that 90% of the time, our clients, when we first start working with them, aren't thinking about their small circle business, not yes. their big circle business.
Yes, most people, small circle business.
So there's always a different level,
yep,
higher, lower, however always. You want to think about it, yeah. deeper to think about. So
yes.
the first challenge is, well, how do we coach someone who we don't have access to face-to-face back and forth, but you're a podcast listener, how do we coach someone on how to look at your business? Because sometimes somebody else can see that and you can't.
Yeah. That's very, very good. An easy thing that all of us can go do is we can go ask our clients what that means.
Okay.
When we frame this up to a client, you can say, you know, you originally hired us to do sales training. If you were describing it to somebody else and it was different, how would you describe it? Now, they may say, oh, you're really our sales trainer. That's great. I'd suspect that most yeah. of our clients wouldn't say that. They'd say, oh, my gosh, no, you're like a personal advisor to me. You're a counselor, coach, and priest to me, or you're a therapist to me, or you are an idea generator, you're an innovator to me. All those things have nothing to do with sales training when
okay.
we think about it. So that's one thing I would go do is ask clients, ask your customers to share that with you, to say, when you think of our business, yeah, we're asphalt, but tell us what else, how else do you think about us? How else are we positioned in your mind? Oh, you're positioned in my mind as someone to go to for a resource for knowledge and things like that.
Okay, so here's a word as you're talking. God, this is
yeah.
really...
Nice,
it's
huh?
good. According to us, it's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Everybody else is tuned out by now, but for us, it's good. So we're going to keep going. What are the ancillary, I don't know if ancillary is a word, ancillary benefits.
Adjacent, yeah.
Adjacent benefits of working with us and having us do work for you that's beyond just
yeah.
the core commodity of asphalt or training or accounting yeah. or whatever. What other ways does this benefit you? Because underneath that probably are some outside the small circle stuff.
No doubt about it. And you ask people, yeah. Other than what we do, what else do you get from our relationship?
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing might be an okay answer. Some people may yep. say, I don't get anything else from you. I suspect a lot of people will say, well, I love this, or you always bring us ideas, or you've got a great network, or you lift us up, we like being around you, or you chant, whatever.
Yeah, good.
All sorts of other things.
And then when we first started this conversation, you said there's real, so that's kind of the outer game. That's something we would recommend you do. But there's
yeah.
also the inner side of
yeah.
this
yeah.
and the psychology behind this, because this is, you said it, and Josh said it earlier when we were talking to him, this is hard work sometimes.
Yep. It
It's not good to talk about somebody that we don't. Josh, who the heck's Josh? People are saying, like, okay, Josh, well, he's the was newbie. Josh God or something? Yeah.
He's our best boy, our gaffer.
He's our gaffer. We'll be introducing Josh to you later. But
we will.
He's one of our teammates here. And he said even it's hard work. It's easy to go in and sell asphalt.
It
harder
is.
To go in and have different conversations.
It's so simple and so safe to talk about price per square foot in asphalt. It is so simple and so safe for me to go in and say, what do? I do sales training. You want me to show you? And get up on a whiteboard and train. People go, oh, okay, that's really good. Yeah, that's what they do. They go, oh, okay. Right? There's nothing compelling, exciting about that. It's much harder to do these other things. And because the problem is people understand asphalt price per square foot. They understand sales training because we have to. This is almost like category creation.
It's
right?
Category
this is,
creation.
This is like moving people's minds to a different place. So we have to be really good at it and really skilled at it to do it. Otherwise, the lazy way out will take precedent all the time.
So what's the inner game? Just to conclude, what does my mental voice have to be talking? What conversation do I have with myself?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to just embrace this concept in general and to be okay with that. Because a lot of people like to fight this and go, nah, it's BS. We are just a sales training company. People get that. You know, you got to dumb it down for them.
Yeah.
I think that voice plays. It's real easy to play. So to fight that voice off is one thing. And then give yourself permission to think of yourself in a different way as a person, as an individual. For me, I think a lot of people want to be, again, it's easy stereotype, easy identification. We connect with that. We go, I am a whatever. I am a salesperson. I am an expert in da-da-da-da-da. And when we move to these outer rings, this outer circle, we might have to remove some of that, and it might be a little unsafe. It might feel
a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable.
And the first few times that you do this, you probably will get a little hung up on it.
Yes, no
doubt. So I would say one thing. I don't know if this is inner game or just practice. Just practice with others in your office. Once you go out and ask your clients and start to come up with a bullet pointed list of some of the things that you do that are outer circle kind of things. And practice talking about them. Practice telling the story. Practice why. Here's why people. You know, we used to think people bought sales training from us, but what we found was that's not what they wanted. And here we were trying to sell it. And that's not. They want something deeper, something better.
Yeah, bigger and better. Yeah. And I'll tell you an exercise again to tactically take this down to what you say. Make two columns. Well, here's what we used to say, or here's what we said then. Here's what we say now.
Then and now, kind of like the P90X thing.
Totally, right?
And get a picture of me 90 days ago?
That's it. Okay. Yep. Yeah, with your bad knee and your good knee. See, you got knee surgery and you're all set now. And just start to compare those things and work on that and let that develop itself. I think you'll be amazed when you read the new stuff how great it is of the old stuff.
That's a great idea. All right, good job. Contact us at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. Also, go to our LinkedIn groups. I think Jill will be setting up a group on this topic because...
Oh, good.
I really think that we can all learn from each other here. And the LinkedIn group has been awesome. There's some
great.
We had a lot of conversation about CRM, relationship management software packages, and productivity. And there's a lot of people on that are really very insightful. We have some very good writers in that group.
Yep.
So we'll be posting something and make sure you tune in next time.
Beautiful.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to iTunes.